Dr. Levine, we had a group on recently, or someone who's involved in it. There's going to be a public forum in Burlington on May 12th, I believe it was, Friday. And it's a group called, it's got a long name, I don't have it right in front of me, but the Vermont Forum on Respiratory Issues Regarding Masks. And they've got some experts coming. One of the things that has been said to me is that you co-authored a study with UVM that found that masks increased the spread of COVID and that children did not pass it on. Is that accurate? Can you comment on that?
Increased the spread of COVID in children, that's not exactly accurate. We did not find, and this was a very descriptive study. It wasn't like a trial of half the people got masks, the other half didn't get masked. It was just reviewing some of the data that we had and survey data, things of that sort. So we just didn't find the mask had the kind of impact that we would have liked to have seen. However, when put against most of the literature on masks, though I know it's a controversial subject, the reality was masks were very effective. People, I think, don't understand that the COVID pandemic wasn't just one illness. It was really five different phases. It depended on what variant strain was there, how the population was reacting to that strain, how people behaved in terms of were they willing to even do things like masks and stay home when sick, etc. So a lot of complex factors to weigh in as the pandemic evolved. And as you know, sometimes masks were not recommended, which the CDC has come under criticism for early in the pandemic. Then they were strongly recommended. Then they were mandated.
Right.
And all variations in between. So when you study this kind of thing, you have to understand what part of the pandemic you're studying, what were the rules or recommendations or guidelines at that time, and what was the state of the population? Were they enthusiastic about doing everything they could to protect themselves and everyone else, or were they fed up and tired and saying, I've had enough of this pandemic?
Dr. Levine, we got some calls coming in, but I want to just, and we'll get to you in just a second. Hold on, caller. But I want to just follow up on that before I forget the question, which is, you said something that just confused me, but it's probably just me. But you said in the study that we found that the masks did not perform as well or something like that as we had hoped. But then you also said that the masks proved to be very effective. Can you sort of square that up with me, those two different statements?
I'm talking about the greater literature, not just one small descriptive study that we did with UVM, but the entire body of literature out there looking at masks.
Is there a danger of any kind to wearing masks? Like, I think there's a group. The group is claiming that there is actually a negative health-wise to wearing a mask, like to actually in regard to respiratory issues, to have a mask on all the time.
Right. So those are some of the critiques of masks. Number one, that it changes the amount of oxygen or carbon dioxide in your blood, and that's going to impact your thinking and your brain and the development of your brain if you're young. Other things are it prevents you from quite obviously seeing facial expressions, and that might harm emotional development of children. These things, you know, there are laboratory studies that really have shown that masking is not deleterious to people in terms of their physiology. I think everyone accepts the fact that a student should be able to see his teacher's expression and vice versa, and that it's probably not healthy if you can't communicate in that way and understand the signals coming from that person. But that, again, isn't like masking for one's lifetime. That's masking for a period of time when it might be most efficacious to preventing the spread of a serious illness and causing serious outcomes in part of the population. So it, again, depends on how you look at the issue.